You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
From the 12th floor of 50 Penn Place in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, the home of 1340 The Game and News Radio 1000 KTOK, welcome to the Locked On Thunder podcast. My name is Eric G., your gracious and humble host. And if you like what you hear, please listen in your car, either on the way to work or on your way home or maybe on your way to the peak or even after the game. It's the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Coming up in this show, we're going to talk about how things don't always come back to Russell Westbrook anymore. It used to always be about Russell Westbrook, but if we've learned anything in these last three games, the Thunder are now all about Paul George for so many different reasons. How does that now change the dynamic of this team moving forward? In segment number two, Hamidou Diallo is getting to spend some quality time with the Oklahoma City Blue, playing a couple of games. I'll tell you why that's important as we get closer to the playoffs, but more important for next year in what could be a summer of change for the Oklahoma City Thunder. And speaking of a summer of change, watch out for Sam Presti this offseason. We're going to discuss that coming up in segment number three, because according to one NBA pundit, the Thunder are one of the main reasons that the Los Angeles Lakers will not win a championship with LeBron James. So how big is that Thunder window? That's what I'm going to discuss, and that's why I will tell you that you need to watch out for Sam Presti here in these next few months, because it's not a long period of time, but it's significant enough that Sam better do some things quick if the Thunder want to win a championship while they have that opportunity and have Paul George and Russell Westbrook. My name is Eric G. I work for 1340 The Game right here in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, and of course, News Radio 1000 KTOK. I am a credentialed member of the media. I've been lucky enough to cover the Thunder for 5 years. If you like what you hear, just subscribe to this podcast. I would appreciate that. Go to LockedOnThunder.com and the new website, themaven.net/thunder. That's themaven.net/thunder. Have you noticed how the dynamic of the Oklahoma City Thunder has changed over the last three games? And this is now officially Paul George's team? Yeah, Paul George can say whatever he wants after the game about Russell Westbrook triple-doubles, this still being Russ's team, face of the organization. The fact of the matter is, it's not. Because Russell Westbrook doesn't affect the game the way that Paul George does. First and foremost, Paul George, in his absence, you're trying to make up 40 points a game that you just can't. It's been painfully obvious that there aren't enough consistent scorers on the Oklahoma City Thunder that can fill that void offensively. Defensively, the Thunder can play hard and take it to another level, and they can be active the way they were against Minnesota the other night, and they can cause turnovers. But what you don't have without Paul George is a guy that could consistently take, for the most part, consistently every single game, Paul George can take the other team's best player and play them pretty darn good every single time he steps out on the floor. And depending on what happens tonight in Minnesota, and granted this podcast is coming out late, we're releasing it or publishing it as the game starts, but Paul George is the guy you want on Andrew Wiggins tonight, because Wiggins has torched Oklahoma City for 70 points in the last couple of games. And you may not shut down Andrew Wiggins, but there isn't anybody I really trust to guard him other than Paul George. And I would think Jeremy Grant's going to have an opportunity to do that, because the Thunder are probably going to start big. But if you're listening to this and that's not the way that they started, then give a good laugh at the end of it. You've also got a guy that comes on the floor that not only do defenses have to account for, but when he's not on the court, you can back off Oklahoma City and let them shoot jumpers, because the Thunder have yet to prove that they're going to be much of a threat from beyond the arc this year. Oh, they had their moment. They had their time in January and February to sort of show you that they could shoot threes, but that has since backed off in the last few games. So Paul George's absence overall so alters the way that this team plays that it's painfully obvious that the Thunder are going to struggle without him, because without him, that identity just, it's not even lack of identity that the Thunder really miss with Paul George. It's lack of having that one guy you can constantly rely on to do multiple things throughout a game that really cannot be replicated. You can have several guys come in and try and play his position, but there isn't one guy on this team that can even remotely come close to doing the things that Paul George did or does. And with Russell Westbrook, as far as him altering a game, what's really hurt Russell Westbrook, if there's anything that's hurt Russell Westbrook and helped the Thunder at the same time, is the fact that Dennis Schroeder has proven that he can come off the bench and take Russell Westbrook's place and be a reasonable facsimile of Russell Westbrook, and you don't lose just a whole lot of production with Schroeder on the floor, because Schroeder can defend. He's proven that. Schroeder's a guy that can get hot and shoot, and there are times I actually trust Dennis Schroeder more than Russell Westbrook, because I think Dennis Schroeder is a guy that lives within himself where if Dennis Schroeder's open, we've seen him take bad shots. But if Dennis Schroeder's jump shot is not there, he is not going to continue to shoot it at the rate Russell Westbrook is and hurt the team the way Westbrook did against the Memphis Grizzlies. Yeah, Russ was clutch, and we brought up the fact that Russ was clutch on yesterday's podcast. But in order for Russ to be clutch, he was one of the main reasons that the Thunder found themselves in that hole to begin with, because instead of going into the paint when he should have, and Memphis wasn't being physical with him. Instead of going into the paint when he had ISO situations, Russ settled for jumpers the entire night for whatever reason. And that's another thing with Russell Westbrook that makes the case that this is Paul George's team. I've never seen Paul George ever, when something is not working, decide that he is going to just stick with it. Now, granted, Paul George has to stick with shooting the three because he's the only guy consistent enough to hit it at Oklahoma City, and that is part of his game. I'm fine with that. But if Paul George doesn't have it in one particular area of a game, he's going to make up for it in other areas of the game. And that's not Russ. He's been better this year. He's been better about getting teammates involved. But whatever area Russ feels like he's failing at, Russ is going to continue to try and chip away at that through a duration of a game. And sometimes it comes to the team's detriment. And believe me, everybody in this organization knows it. Russell Westbrook knows it. Paul George knows it. And the team certainly knows it. As long as you've got Dennis Schroeder there, you can live without Russell Westbrook for a while. And you've got a Raymond Felton that can come in and play point guard. So just by position, you've got more depth with Russ, and you don't have any depth on the wing whatsoever with Paul George. That's why all those factors summing up, that's why this is his team. That's why so go the Thunder, so go Paul George. And the longer he's out, the Thunder will continue to have that anxiety about losing ground in the Western Conference playoffs. And it's a real threat. It's a real danger when you hold a tiebreaker with Portland, and you have that right now, but you've got the Rockets starting to play better. The Jazz are right there lurking in the wings. There is a chance that all this could get away from you. But I would say this to Paul George. Even if the Thunder slip in the standings, I still like them pretty much against everybody who are not the top two seeds in the West. So even if it means that the Thunder have to drop down a few spots and don't end up in third place, even if it means that they go on the road in their first series, be it against the Clips, which I don't think that'll be the case, or most likely the Jazz or the Rockets. I'll take the Thunder as long as Paul George is 100% or close to 100% healthy, because it's really the only chance that the Thunder have in advancing. But I think you knew that. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, why it's important for Hamidou Diallo to be getting some playing time with the Blue, and when is Hamidou Diallo going to be extremely important to this team? I'll let you know next. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Make sure you always listen to the Locked On Thunder podcast in your car. All you have to do is tell Siri to play the Locked On Thunder podcast, and Siri will definitely play the Locked On Thunder podcast, or whatever smart device you have. It doesn't necessarily have to be an iPhone. I'm sure we work just fine on Androids as well. It's the Locked On Thunder podcast and Locked On Sooners. I'll pimp that out as well. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Hamidou Diallo getting some quality time with the Oklahoma City Blue. In fact, he's had a couple of fantastic games with the Blue. You can look up his stats. You can Google up his stats. What I want to talk about is not so much his stats, which are easy for anybody to find on the internet. What I want to talk about is the fact that I'll give you one stat. He's averaging 30 minutes a game over these last couple of games. Important minutes for him because he's out of the Thunder rotation. And come the playoffs, Hamidou Diallo is going to be extremely important to this team. And why would I say that? Well, the thing that Hamidou Diallo does, and we've all seen him play this year, is he gives the Thunder a spark with his athletic ability. And with this, during this time that he's not going to have in the rotation, he needs to be figuring out pace of the game. He needs to figure out what exactly his place in the game is. He needs to be put in situations where he's not going to necessarily succeed, but he can get himself out of those situations. Like, all these things need to take place while Hamidou Diallo gets the opportunity to get on the court. Because what's going to happen in the playoffs, and if you look at the way Billy Donovan sort of has his rotation set up, there's going to be that night that Terrence Ferguson gets himself into foul trouble. Unquestionably. Especially if Oklahoma City plays Utah and he has to guard Spider Mitchell for any length of time, which he will. He'll be on Spider Mitchell. We know that Terrence Ferguson has a hard time not guarding Donovan Mitchell without fouling him. That opens up a spot for a guy like Diallo to come on the floor and make a difference both defensively and, of course, offensively. We know what this cat is capable of, especially when you give him the ball along the baseline, how he can drive and dunk, what he can do in the open court when you've got that opportunity. And it may not be a lot during the playoffs, but you need to be ready. You need to have not only that conditioning going, but just that experience, so you don't come off the bench and you're cold when you're a rookie. It's a lot easier for a guy like Raymond Felton to get that microwave going because of just how long he's been in the NBA. I know, obvious point, but for a guy like Diallo, it's not going to be that easy to just start up when you've sat on the bench for a long time and now it's, oh crap, what do I do? Sure, you're going to have to adjust to the way certain guys play, but the whole idea of a game won't be as foreign to you by this time. And where Diallo's value really comes to the Oklahoma City Thunder is not this season in the playoffs and the opportunity to guard guys like Donovan Mitchell and Buddy Hield, who the Thunder won't see. But his real value for Hamidou Diallo is going to be next year. And his value can come in one of a couple of ways. One, Sam Presti can use him as trade bait to upgrade for the wing, if need be. If Sam Presti, if Diallo can develop winning the dunk contest, other guys in the NBA getting an opportunity to see him, he goes and plays summer league this year, shows out the way that he did last year, all of a sudden he becomes a very valuable asset for you to spin. The other thing is there could very well be some major changes on this roster. I'm still not convinced that Dennis Schroeder is going to be here. I think he's a guy that can get traded because there's great value there, and there will be enough teams out there looking for a starting point guard where it would just make sense to move Dennis Schroeder. And Raymond Felton's probably not coming back. And then there's Andre Roberson, who might also figure into a trade deal. And just by position alone right there, that gives Diallo a slot because you're talking about two guard being out and another two guard coming in. All this is speculation and conjecture right now, but it's all very realistic. Not to mention with just maybe some attrition, Raymond Felton leaving, and then Schroeder moving solidly into that point guard spot. Maybe Diallo finds himself moving into a solid two-guard spot coming off the bench, because even if you keep Andre Roberson, I'll say this, because he gives you nothing offensively, and because Diallo will actually give you something offensively, or can give you something a little bit more offensively than Andre Roberson does, he could find himself squarely in that two-guard position right behind Terrence Ferguson, whom, in my opinion, has not only solidified himself at the starting two-guard, but is in no danger of losing that job going into next season or later this season, unless there's some sort of injury. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. Coming up next, why the window for Oklahoma City is short and why you need to watch out for Sam Presti this summer. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Make sure you listen in your car. Just tell your smart device to play the Locked On Thunder podcast, and it won't have any problem doing that. We're on enough podcast sites where it can pull us right up. It's the Locked On Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Subscribe at LockedOnThunder.com, Apple iTunes, or LockedOnPodcast.com. We also have Locked On Sooners as well. And we've published an episode of that here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Stephen A. Smith says that Oklahoma City Thunder is, or the Oklahoma City Thunder is, one of the reasons why the Los Angeles Lakers with LeBron James won't win a championship. He's factoring into account that LeBron James is getting old. You've got porous management with Jeannie Buss and Magic Johnson. They screwed up a couple of deals, etc. So now you've got LeBron and a bunch of young dudes, and even if you go out and get free agents, it's going to be hard to recruit them. Golden State's a factor, boom, Denver, whatever. But he really just, he loves Oklahoma City, all right? It's a long way of me saying that he loves the Oklahoma City Thunder. That's great. I love the fact that Stephen A. loves Oklahoma City. And I'll give Stephen A. this. I do believe that there is a window for Oklahoma City, but it is a short window. It's 3 years at best. Why would I say 3 years? Because that one, that's the length of Paul George's contract. Well, no, he signed a four-year deal. Well, it's four, meaning three with a player option, so he can use it to opt out. Russell Westbrook is 30. And I know Russell signed a Supermax, but what we're going to watch, I mean, first of all, we've already talked about some of Russell Westbrook's issues. And if Russell Westbrook is going to be insistent on playing through a hell of a lot of pain that he puts himself in, then Russ's body is going to start to deteriorate. And you've probably got about three good years of the way that Russell Westbrook plays before we start to see him decline because of how much his body, or how much of his game relies on that explosion and that quickness. And right now, he's a guy that's still a step ahead of a lot of dudes in the NBA, but look at him now as compared to 3 years. You watch him on the court, you can tell that that's slowing down. And it's not, and speed, once you start losing it, it's not like you gain it back. Russell Westbrook's going to start to lose that speed. Steven Adams has 3 years left on his contract. So it's this really short amount of time based on contracts and Russell Westbrook's health that you have to get something done. So that puts a lot of pressure on Sam Presti to make sure this summer he can make some moves. So whether it's taking an asset like Hamidou Diallo, spinning him for wing talent, whether it's taking a Dennis Schroeder and trading him, and then figuring out something to do at point guard because you feel like that position is a little bit easier to replace than having somebody come in for Paul George, you're put into a situation where it's sort of now or never. And we looked at the Oklahoma City Thunder a couple of years ago with Carmelo Anthony, and we thought, man, they're really going all in this year. And that wasn't so much going all in as it was even more than Russ, because I think Russ was going to sign the 5-year Supermax no matter what. But I think that was more to show the fans that, hey, we're committed to going out and getting players, but here's how we're going to have to do it. We're going to have to make these trades. So fans had a better understanding, really, of how the Thunder have to operate as compared to a team like the Golden State Warriors or the Los Angeles Lakers, because I still really feel like at that time, there's a lot of fans that didn't get it, or there's a lot of pundits that didn't get it, that just wanted them to go out and just spin. And it's like, okay, well, we're willing to spin. We're not cheap, but here's how we have to kind of acquire our players. Well, now it's about being smart for Sam Presti. It's about getting the right kind of players. It's about finding a solid backup for Paul George. It's about finding a guy that the production won't drop off as much if you have to trade Dennis Schroeder when Russell Westbrook goes on the bench. You've got all these things you've got to consider, but you've got 3 years max to get it done if you're him. And fans right now are waiting with bated breath. And even if the Thunder don't get it done in 3 years, it still won't be an ultimate loss because they're a hell of a lot of fun to watch. But I think this fan base has suffered enough, and they need another trip to the finals in order to feel satisfied like all this is worth it. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I'm Eric G. We'll be back tomorrow to talk about the game with the Minnesota Timberwolves and look ahead to the back-to-back with the Jazz and the Clippers. It's all right here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Until tomorrow, may God bless you and your family. Everybody love everybody, and peace, love, and thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.